We're in the officially in autumn now. I believe we just had the first day of autumn, and we're saying we really love autumn, don't we, Helen?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I like the leaves, the pretty colours. Yes.
And I was walking to the studio earlier, and you know, conkers falling from the trees, you know, crunching of leaves. It's a really nice time of year. But let's find out what is going on weather-wise and have a general catch-up with our weather expert, Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, John. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to hear from you as well. How are you doing? How's your week been?
Been entertaining, actually, especially on Thursday. I got sent home early because two of my work colleagues have COVID, so it's just me working at Brickman Cemeteries this week, which is bizarre. I'm like the, kind of my boss and myself in some ways, doing the KOs. I got sent home early, and I end up walking into Egyptians at the parks in St John's Line legally.
Yeah.
And I saw them cutting trees down. I missed a punch or two from one of them. It was like
cutting trees down.
They're cutting trees down. They take the telepost out. I didn't video that bit. I videoed the police later on, but I didn't want to video that bit. I thought it'd be bad to video that bit in case they came towards me. I did get near missed by one of them. I wasn't even videoing, but it was like some sort of soap opera. It was pretty chaotic. I think someone in an ambulance, and there were two or three police cars there. It was pretty manic, really, on Andrew that day.
This sounds like an episode of EastEnders. You know, your life is just mind your own business, and suddenly you find yourself in that situation. Did you find it quite intimidating, though? You know, were you quite a little bit scared of what was going to happen?
No, I was more angry just seeing cutting trees down.
Yeah, I know, that's not good.
I didn't want to have a fight then, but I thought it was disgusting. And I thought, you know, I didn't know if it was, you know, what was going on at the time. And then I realised, right, it took about 10-20 seconds to click on my fingers. I thought, oh, you know, they're gypsies. Oh, my God, what are they doing there? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know. This is the thing. I mean, the traveller community, I mean, it's important to sort of know that they're not all like that. They're not all troublemakers. There are, you know, some decent out there. But obviously, there's that small minority that, you know, find themselves on lands and parks and things like that. And this is the problem for, I suppose, the council, the landowners. You've got a big open space. You want to make it open to the public. But it could end up being taken over by people like that. So this is a bit of an issue. So do we know, are they still there now?
I don't know. I haven't been down there today. Well, yeah, I've been to go up this morning. I don't know if they're still there. They might be moved on eventually. I know some are up at around Knapp Hill in the Green Parks around there, around Knapp Hill area. That's what I don't know, because my friend Barbara up there, she lives around there locally, and she says they're up there. So they might. There were quite a lot of them in St John's Lane Park. Half of them got moved away from there. Okay. But it was ones with horses and ponies there. But it's, I don't know if they're still there. I haven't been up there today. I will be going up there to work on Monday on my bike. My bike's now been fixed because it was in a mechanical shop being fixed. It needed the brakes on the bike. The gears need tightening because it's a new bike. So after about a year, you've got to get the brakes, the gears are tightening. But otherwise, I don't know. I won't know till Monday, so I'll find out tomorrow.
Okay, and I was actually talking to Helen, who's with me in the studio this morning, and we were talking about your YouTube channel, and I was telling her about your amazing walks when you walked to Basingstoke. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, you're very brave, Simon. nice hearing your story. Your life sounds far more interesting than mine.
I know, I walked to London as well. I walked from working to Bates. If I've got a leg injury, I'll keep going. I don't stop. I'm a bit of a mad actor.
Oh, I mean, I love the Basingstoke Canal. I've got a dog called Boris, a lockdown puppy.
So named after the Prime Minister, perhaps?
Yes, he is. Yes,
because he's got the hair like Boris Johnson?
Well, no, he's got a bit more brains, I think, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yes. We probably shouldn't say things like that, but yeah, okay. So yeah, the YouTube channel, Simon AG Evans, there's a lot going on there. So what can we see on the YouTube channel?
Well, you've got my steam train trips to the Watercross line from last week. You got my trip through Bracknell Forest a few days. I went for a walk up to Bracknell Forest. And, it was quite a nice sunny day on Friday. I was supposed to get the race station show. Oh, yeah, I'm plugging my... We do a race station show, three of us, me and Mark and Sparky. It's called ITF 15 on Surrey Hills Race Station Show. Every Friday.
I love how you got that in
there. We couldn't do it this Friday because the guys have got COVID. My friends at Sparky and Marion. Jim, by old
Garville. So I know that James, he's been in touch this morning, he's tuned in. COVID's still around, actually. There's still a lot of people who have COVID. A lot of people I know.
It's been going around since August, and my Uncle Martin had it, and his partner had it, and it's been going well. And the problem is, yes, the old vaccine from earlier this year, I had it in the spring this year, does give you some protection, but on the new variant, not 100% protection. Does basically, you need to get the new vaccine now, then you should be all right. So I'm undercover at the moment. I'm not doing much outdoor. Well, more what I say, I'm doing stuff outdoors. I'm not doing so much indoors with lots of people for the next 2 weeks. I'm getting my vaccine next week for COVID and flu, so I should be all right. So I'm going to be undercover for the next 2 weeks until I fully get the vaccine into my body. Then I'll feel a lot safer.
So given what you just told us about, you know, St. John's Line, you talk about being undercover. This is sounds like a James Bond movie, Simon.
Yeah, well, that was outdoors, actually. Yeah, it's not indoors. I'd be indoors. I would have been probably got that damn, probably got COVID, but I was lucky. But still, that was pretty, I don't know. The other thing we've got to look out for is we've got a massive storm coming next Wednesday. Mm. That'll be next Wednesday.
Looking forward to that already.
It's Wednesday, the 27th of September. Yeah, we might get, it might be named as a named storm called Storm. What do you call it? I can't remember the name of it now, but it's going to be named an A. Storm something called Alice or what's the name of it? I can't remember. But
Alice. Yeah, I love the names of these storms. Was it, we had recently ex-Hurricane Nigel.
Oh, that's just come over the lot today, also yesterday.
Storm Nigel.
Named by the Met Office next week, which will be named Storm something, Irish name, so by the Met Office next Wednesday.
What do you think about the idea of naming these storms, Simon?
Well, it doesn't always work, these names of these storms, in my opinion. There's probably been about three or four storms this year which should have been named by the Met Office, in my opinion. It's not a very very good system. Sometimes the other countries, the other countries forecast name it the storm before we do, and I think that should have been our name storm, in my opinion. The Spanish can name it like Storm Judge about three or four years ago. That was in 2020.
We need a hurricane. We need a Storm Simon, I think, or Hurricane Simon to sort of batter the south coast.
I doubt that ever happened. My name is like right at the bottom of the alphabet, nearly. So I don't think I'll ever get to S in the UK for named storms. Maybe it's hurricanes across the America if you're lucky. If you're lucky, that's a really bad hurricane season. I don't think we're going to have that this year.
If we ever hear Storm Simon, we know it's bad news. Batter around the hatches.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
John.
Okay. So we're officially in autumn now, aren't we? The first day of autumn fell a few days ago.
Yes. Each spring equinox is what it's called, yes, pretty much. Day and night I've balanced. I'm going to Hindhead this afternoon. I'm walking down to Guildford, and I'm going to go up to Hindhead. There's no trains going up to Guildford today, unless you go up to Clapham Junction, go down from Clapham Junction to Guildford. So I'm going to walk down to Guildford and meet my carer. We're going to go around Hindhead. We're going to have a short time there. You'll have to drive me back to my house, unfortunately. There's no trains running, so I'm not getting a bus back from Guildford because it'll take more time. So, but it'll be the last sort of outing I'm going to have for a while. Probably.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to get out and about. And we mentioned autumn's such a nice time of year. But I'm looking at the window to working computer. We've got a camera on top of the school, and it's looking a bit sort of angry, a bit windy, a bit grey, a bit dull. So what's happening with weather today and for the next few days?
Of course, working time locally, well, it's going to be a little bit of rain today, maybe about midday, maybe a little bit. Not much to talk about. High of 19 Celsius, and it's going to be 21 Celsius, sunshine clouds will vary next Monday, 25th, and there'll be a little bit showery next Tuesday. And Wednesday's a day of maybe a storm, because working time locally. And then it just stays pretty mixed and settled, and highs of 20 Celsius potentially, because working time locally at the moment, John, for the future.
Brilliant. Okay, is it going to stay dry? Because I'm thinking there's a car show going on in Woking, and I'm looking at that grey sky thinking, are we going to get wet if we're going to Woking later to see that?
You might just get away with it. It might be mainly dry this afternoon. There is a small chance of a light shower, but it probably won't amount to too much. But we'll have to see. But it should be sunny and cloudy today. It would be normally a jumper. It would be a bit chilly in that wind a little bit, but not terrifically chilly. It should be quite warm in that wind. It's a lovely wind, but it'll vary. If you're in the shade of the building, you might want to have a jumper on. So it's getting colder now, though.
I'm just trying to get used to this, because obviously we've had a heat wave, had an extended summer, and then yesterday was really nice, and then you get a day when it's rainy. It's just you can't keep up with it, you know. It's just, hard to keep up with the weather. But we can keep up with what you're up to on your YouTube channel. Do you want to remind us then, if we have our laptops and our tablets open on YouTube, and we're poised to find out what you're up to. How do we find you?
Simon A.G. Evans.
There you go. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube, and you can see all the adventures of Simon, and it's much more exciting than EastEnders. Forget about EastEnders. Forget about all of that. Simon is who you want to be watching, I think. Simon Enders.
Yeah.